This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in eastern Ukraine overnight. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be critically injured. The Russian-made Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the incident a shock. The cause of the tragedy is under investigation. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court today. It is widely believed he will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a dominant 6-3 margin. It is something President Trump clearly believes will galvanize his important constituency of religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term in the White House. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also tilt the court further toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. Four U.S. states recorded record one-day increases in new COVID-19 cases yesterday as the nation surpassed the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are rising the fastest in the hard-hit Midwest, reported more than 2,600 new infections. This is VOA News. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 204,000, with 7,034,000 infections. The worldwide figures, almost 32.6 million coronavirus cases and 989,000 deaths. In what passes for good news these days, India is seeing a drop in daily COVID cases, though the figures are still dramatic. In the latest 24-hour period, India reported 85,000 new infections, raising its confirmed case count to 5.9 million. Its death toll of more than 93,000 is third worst in the world, behind only the United States and Brazil, which between them have lost 344,000 lives to COVID, with a combined 11.7 million infections. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of virus cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. London is on a COVID watch list and could soon find itself saddled with new restrictions. Britain is fourth in the world in virus fatalities, 42,000, with a number of cases approaching 426,000. In France, restaurant and bar owners in Marseille are protesting a French government order to shut down today to battle a resurgence of coronavirus numbers. France recorded almost 16,000 new cases yesterday. The official death toll in the country to this point, 31,675. The World Health Organization says infection rates are climbing across Europe and is calling on governments to be proactive to deal with new outbreaks of the disease ahead of the flu season. Officials in the Australian state of Victoria, a COVID-19 hotspot, said today that social distancing restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced, as new daily numbers hold near three-month lows. Victoria reported just 12 new COVID cases over the latest 24-hour period. State Premier Daniel Andrews says he'll update the schedule for easing curbs tomorrow. Victoria's capital, Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, has been under a strict pandemic lockdown for nearly 2 months. The new Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suge says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping have talked by phone. And afterwards, Suga said the stability of Japan-China relations is crucial, not only for the two countries, but also for the region and the world. The two leaders agreed to work closely together with high-level meetings in the future. In the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, thousands of people are expected to show up today for a right-wing pro-Donald Trump rally. It'll be key to the president's law and order re-election theme. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.